Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And we will be live here on the airwaves for the next 3 hours. Thank you for listening. You driving in your vehicle? Congratulations. Good. Be safe. Are you at work? Get that money. You leaving work? Good for you. Are you at home? Enjoy yourself. Thank you for hanging out here with us, okay? You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. You can hit pause. You can only hit fast forward if you've already hit rewind, but you get my drift. You can listen on your local affiliate. You can listen on a smart speaker. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you want to talk to me, you can do that as well. We got a phone number. It's connected to many lines. It works. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also give me a holler if you utilize social media. That is at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. And about an hour from now, we'll bring you that list. And tonight, we'll take a look at the top six athletes who just hung on for too long. Should have retired, should have hung them up, maybe left a bad taste in your mouth. It's hard to give up something that you've been doing for your whole life at a high level. If you're a professional athlete, there's a good chance you've been doing this since you were a kid. I mean, we got guys who pick up a particular sport in high school and can develop that in college years and then become pros. Most of these guys have been doing this since they were kids. And then you do it in your teens, your 20s, your 30s. Some of these guys are fortunate enough to do it in their 40s, and then you go, well, damn, what do I do next? I'm going to give you a top six list of these guys who just hung on for too long. That list is coming next hour. If you tuned into the first hour of the show, you had an opportunity for or to hear us or maybe even participate in the conversation that we had around Brock Purdy and Trey Lance. I basically said, look, if Brock Purdy continues at the rate that he's on, being decent, he's shown plenty of potential, he's shown a lot that he could potentially be their franchise quarterback, and you send Trey Lance packing. Trey Lance might already be interested in going somewhere else. You have to think about the finances, the money that they're already paying Trey Lance. You got to think about how much they're not paying Brock Purdy. About a little less than a mil per year, Trey Lance is running around making none. Do the math. Brock Purdy looks awesome. And then if you trade Trey Lance, you can get back a lot of the assets that you traded already to acquire him with the number three overall pick. And somehow, some way, the 49ers always end up on top here. So we'll see what takes place there. We'll get into the top six list. I want to talk to you about some comments Stan Van Gundy made about players and how healthy they are or are not. in the NBA right now. And then we got to show love to Andy Reid, who is just getting ready to go to another playoff appearance. Future Hall of Famer, Andy Reid, 10 years with the Kansas City Chiefs and is just back in the playoffs. If there's one thing Andy Reid does, it's go to the damn playoffs. And speaking of playoffs, we're going to spend a few minutes here talking about two future Hall of Famers that are very familiar with the playoffs. They're familiar with Super Bowls, one of them more so than the other. They're familiar with MVPs. Whenever they officially decide to call it quits, and about half a decade goes by, they will both go right into Canton. And one of these dudes is already retired, and he's younger than the other guy. I don't need to waste time here. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers, who's still playing at 39 years old, and Robert Gronkowski, who is retired at 33 years old. And why is Rob Gronkowski retired? Because this man had to spend his NFL career blocking folks. And then when he wasn't blocking individuals, he was running down the damn middle with that RoboCop arm, dragging people while they were trying to take him out. And Rob Gronkowski is an affable fellow. He's making jokes about eating Tide Pods. He's making jokes about the number 69. And Rob Gronkowski is a goofball. I don't even know what dumb promotion he has for the Super Bowl this year. I think he's going to kick a football. He's just a glorified nut. He's a party animal. I've been at a party with Rob Gronkowski. I watched the guy stand there. He's just drinking beer like anybody else. He's a guy's guy. Rob Gronkowski is. I don't think I've ever heard him criticize anybody. He's making jokes. He's being a clown. He's being a goof. And then you got Aaron Rodgers. And what the hell do these two, what do they have? What's the point of having a conversation about the two of these guys? I told you Rob Gronkowski's a goofball. He actually took time during an interview, and he was asked about it. Rob Gronkowski was on the NFL Network. He was having a conversation with, he was on FanDuel TV with Kay Adams. And he was asked about Aaron Rodgers, because that's what people talk about, right? We talk about it here. He doesn't know if he's coming, if he's going, is he going, is he leaving, is he retired? We don't know. He doesn't know. And if he does, he just wants people to talk about him. So congratulations. Rob Gronkowski basically said Aaron Rodgers has his priorities screwed up. And I had to go, wait a minute, did Rob Gronkowski say that? I want you to hear what Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee on Tuesday. And then I want you to listen to what Rob Gronkowski had to say about Aaron. This is what Rodgers had to say.
Do I still think I can play? Of course. Of course. Can I play at a high level? Yeah. The highest. I think I can win MVP again in the right situation. Right situation, is that Green Bay or is that somewhere else? I'm not sure.
I think I could win MVP again. Is it Green Bay? Is it somewhere else? I don't know. Rob Gronkowski was asked about those comments made by Aaron Rodgers. And Rob Gronkowski, he said, damn, this guy got it all screwed up. Listen to this on FanDuel TV.
I'm totally fine with everything he said, except one major part, and that's the MVP again. It's just that I think I could win another Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then that would have been totally fine. Like, bro, like, why are you thinking MVP? Like, don't you want Super Bowls? Like, Super Bowls are I think, five times greater than an MVP award. Like, we all know that you won the MVP a few times now, but, like, you know, everyone would know even more how many more Super Bowls you've won than MVP. So that's why I'm just a little confused about that, you know, about that quote that he just had. I mean, it should be Super Bowls. You should never be thinking the MVP.
Oh, my goodness. Rob Gronkowski, what time did they do the interview? Rob Gronkowski didn't have, he didn't eat a Tide Pod yet. He didn't have eight beers. Rob Gronkowski didn't, I don't know, go to outer space. He was in his right frame of mind. Rob Gronkowski took time out of his day to tell everybody that Aaron Rodgers is selfish. I watched that twice earlier today. And I like Rob Gronkowski. I got no problem with Rob Gronkowski. I don't have a problem with Aaron Rodgers, except for he's just he's a diva. And I know this much. Aaron Rodgers is not going to invite Rob Gronkowski to his drum circle. Aaron Rodgers is not going to invite Rob Gronkowski to, Hacky Sack. He's not going to invite him to the forests of South America to smoke fill-in-the-blank ayahuasca. He's not going to invite Rob Gronkowski to his house to smoke anything. The first thing I had to do when I listened to this was listen to it again and then laugh some more. And then I had to say to myself, I wonder what Aaron Rodgers said to himself when he heard this. When he was alerted that Rob Gronkowski, who is at home on his couch, making money in commercials and TV, what he said when he heard these words. Probably that stupid buffoon Rob Gronkowski needs to shut up and mind his business. Aaron Rodgers says he needed a double of vodka, or tequila, excuse me. He needed a double tequila when they drafted Jordan Love. And so if he's any type of sensitive to Rob Gronkowski, maybe he took one shot. You will rarely hear, if ever, ever, active players kind of dissing each other. Well, Rob Gronkowski ain't active, right? He's retired, right? He's not coming back, correct? I don't think I've heard such criticism from Aaron Rodgers or about Aaron Rodgers for someone who you might still consider a peer, even though he's retired and he is about 6 years younger than you. In what world do we live in where Robert Gronkowski is the voice of reason? I've been saying this for months, for about a year now. Aaron Rodgers runs around and he needs everybody to quote-unquote kiss the ring. You know what? Take the word ring out of there. Aaron Rodgers runs around like he needs people kissing his ass. And you know it's real serious when the class clown, the guy who's telling the jokes, when the guy who's in the back saying, pull my finger, when that guy steps up and says, man, stop being a jackass. Like, what more confirmation do we need? And Rob Gronkowski, he ain't no slouch. He's going right into the Hall of Fame. He's a four-time Super Bowl champ. Did he go out there and win him by himself? No, he didn't, obviously. He's a five-time Pro Bowler. For the life of me, watching this man play for about a decade, for some reason, he wasn't the fastest dude out there, but he was smart as hell. Rob Gronkowski would be open with faster dudes around him. He would go streaking down the field, and they would try to bring him down. Guys who were 6'7" and 8 inches shorter than him, because he's basketball big and offensive lineman wide. Rob Gronkowski might be a goofball. He might be a clown. He might be amusing. Rob Gronkowski is not an idiot. And in the comments just made that you just heard from Rob Gronkowski about Aaron Rodgers, he was real straightforward about it. And those are some of the most damning comments I think anybody has said about Aaron Rodgers. And it came from Rob Gronkowski. Don't take my word for it. Don't take a Packers fan's word for it. You don't have to listen to Mike McCarthy. You don't have to ask Aaron Rodgers and his ex-girlfriends. You don't have to ask his family. You don't have to ask Pat McAfee. Ask Rob Gronkowski how he feels about Aaron Rodgers, why he wants to continue playing, what he's looking forward to, how much gas he has left in the tank. Do you have gas left in the tank to win a Super Bowl, or do you have gas left in the tank to still play at a high level to win MVPs? Rob Gronkowski said that this man's priorities are all out of shape. They're all out of order. I could have told you that. He's selfish. Look at how he acts in the regular season, throwing guys under the bus. Look at the sagas here in the offseason. I think I want to leave, but I don't know if they want me. Somebody needs a bottle. And damn it, I didn't know that Rob Gronkowski would be the one to give it to Aaron Rodgers. Let's hear Gronkowski one more time on FanDuel TV, letting everybody know that Aaron Rodgers has his priorities screwed up.
I'm totally fine with everything he said, except one major part, and that's the MVP again. It's just that I think I could win another Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and then that would have been totally fine. Like, bro, like, why are you thinking MVP? Like, don't you want Super Bowls? Like, Super Bowls are I think, five times greater than an MVP award. Like, we all know that you won the MVP a few times now, but, like, you know, everyone would know even more how many more Super Bowls you've won than MVP. So that's why I'm just a little confused about that, you know, about that quote that he just had. I mean, it should be Super Bowls. You should never be thinking the MVP.
Robert Gronkowski, America's next great poet laureate. How about that? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Never in my life did I think I'd hear Rob Gronkowski calling out Aaron Rodgers for basically being selfish. I'm with him. What are your thoughts on what Gronkowski said? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Should Rob Gronkowski just shut up and mind his Tide Pod eating ass? I don't know. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love hearing you every day. I get off work and on the way home, I love hearing you. I'm glad you live in the great state that we live in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, the great state of Georgia. Home of Waffle House. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, I shared with you audio from Rob Gronkowski basically slamming Aaron Rodgers. He was asked about Aaron Rodgers' comments on his future. Aaron Rodgers basically said, yeah, I got more left in me. I can go out there and win more MVPs. And Rob Gronkowski basically said, man, that's a screwed up way to look at things, man. Isn't the idea to continue playing to win a Super Bowl? Like, if you would have said Super Bowl, that would have made all the sense in the world, but you got it mixed up, man. Not MVP, Super Bowls. And it just sucks for you when Rob Gronkowski is the common sense voice, when Rob Gronkowski is the voice of reason. And I agree with Gronk. If Aaron Rodgers wasn't about himself, he wouldn't be sitting around, you know, whining and crying and doing these interviews all the damn time. What say you? 855-212-4CBS. Sean is calling from Toronto. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, great talk to you finally. 2 points I want to make quick. One, I just love the way you walk me down every week with a story, and it allows us to follow through on a great path on every topic of quarterbacks and football. you're a class act the way you make the week work every day and the importance. Because when we touched base on yesterday on this subject, it made me think about 10 years ago when Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers were still at the hot of the peak. And I said to my friend, I was like, man, I can't stand Tom Brady. He's just so full of himself. Look at Aaron Rodgers. He's an All-American. And who would have known 10 years later, I'm almost 50 years old, and I'm sitting here to myself going, what was I talking about? I watched Tom Brady in the same interview you played last night and hit class act, thanking everybody, taking a maturity level of even with the 7 Super Bowls, this man could probably say whatever he wants. And then we're watching Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee show saying the individual comments that he's all about himself. And I just felt so sick to my stomach saying, man, if I could go back to myself 10 years ago as a football fan and say, man, Aaron Rodgers is going to be this full of himself, I'd be shaking my head as I'm shaking myself now. But again, you hit it on the head. This man is an individual. He is not the same team player that once he was, where I was completely wrong from 10 years ago.
Well, you know, Sean, this is really, and this isn't a kick for Aaron Rodgers. This is just a matter of life. People change.
I say that every day. Like, you know, football kind of always makes me wonder because I have a young son and I always think about putting football. And I know this has nothing to topic because there's so many things I would love to say to you in a few minutes because, again, you touched on so many things that make me think about football. But how people change, and I always wonder, is it, you know, where is it? The contact? Is it the money? Is it the rough sport? Is the brain banging around?
No, it's not. No, I can tell you what it is. It's experiences. Yeah, part of it is the money. It's the exposure. There are people who don't have, and it's not just the money. Let me correct myself. It don't matter if you're playing football. Aaron Rodgers is 39 years old. He's 39 years old. He's not an old man, not by any stretch of the imagination. He's certainly old when you think about the NFL. But his experiences coming out of Cal and now being here almost at the end of his career have changed. His appearance has changed. His experience has changed. Being in the public eye can be grating. I'm not defending him, but people change over time. You don't have to be an NFL player. It's like every experience that you go through in life, it can change you. Is it going to hearten you up? Is it going to toughen you? Is it going to soften you? And in the case of Aaron Rodgers, it seems that his experiences have just put him in a space of isolation. And
negativity.
He's in his own world, man. And it's a wild thing when Rob Gronkowski is the guy who says, he's wilding out. And Sean, I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. You know what? This isn't the only time. You know, TNT, Shep, you bring up, you found an excellent point. We know that Turner Sports puts on the match, and it doesn't matter what combination of golfers they throw out there. You get a bunch of celebrities. We've seen everybody from Charles Barkley to Steph Curry. They go out there swinging clubs, Vegas, fill in the blank. And I believe it was last year where Tom Brady was partnered up with Phil Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers was out there, and they start interviewing other celebrities. And Shep, you said that Rob Gronkowski called in at one point?
He did, and he's not exactly on the best terms with Aaron Rodgers, even in this back and forth.
Oh, so he's been – this isn't the first time that he's destroyed this man.
It's not.
Well, let's take a listen. Well, let's hear what that says.
What's up, Tom? You always have a great supporting cast around you. You're smart like that.
Bobby G, hopefully not at the beach too much. You're ready to go, aren't you? I mean, we're going here in 3 weeks. I know my guy works
we're ready.
Hard.
I mean, I'm wondering if you're ready. You missed all of OTAs. You're out golfing now. You haven't seen me do anything. I've been just training, getting ready, catching footballs.
I'm studying my competition. Look, I'm 30 yards away from Aaron, who's, you know, the leader of the Packers, I think. So I'm just watching his mannerisms. I'm studying. I'm out here recruiting a little bit.
Hey, you're studying the wrong guy, man. Aaron looks more lazy now than I did in retirement, Tom.
Whoa. I don't know if Aaron's hearing all this, but feel free to check in there, Aaron. Talking about my quarterback.
What'd you say, Grom?
Exactly. He looks focused.
What's that?
He looks focused.
What did you say?
Up close and personal. He's dialed in. He's going to have a good year.
I know we got tough competition coming up.
Gronk, how's your golf game right now? You dialed in?
Oh, Aaron's on the line? I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, they're all listening. They're all listening. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Let's Rob from the beach. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, hey, Aaron. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
looking a little slow out there right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that was less I feel about Gronkowski. You got a Tom Brady barb out there, too. He's like, oh, I got the leader of the Packers here, I think.
You caught that as well, obviously.
Oh, that was bigger than what Gronkowski said, if you ask me. Like, there's no hiding or sugarcoating anything at all. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Dave. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, JR, first-time caller, long time. Well, took me a while to call you because there's sometimes I'm like, I don't want to talk to him. He's getting on my nerve. But know what? You got me on the heart right now. I am a diehard Packer fan. I was born in Wisconsin. You know, my dad got in the military, you know, he got sent out here. And Aaron's got a lot of ties out here to San Diego. I'm not sure if everybody knows that. But Gronk, you spoke the truth. He is just, I mean, I've never seen a quarterback or anybody this egotistical than Aaron is. And I mean, and yet when Favre did his little thing, I mean, I'm sorry, I gave number four did his thing. It was kind of like, okay, you know what? Yeah. Let the kid play. But, and I, in a way I do respect Aaron because he's looking out for the thing, because I don't see the future, you know, Green Bay Packer quarterbacks, because Huntley first and then this guy, you know, but be that egotistical is just not going to help his team out. And I mean, I'm going back to Magic days. I mean, I don't want to have that magic taste in my mouth again, you know, but I mean, I do believe that Gronk was spoken the truth. And, you know, I hope Aaron comes down from his high cloud that he's on right now and just figure it out, because I think we ended the season strong.
Yeah.
It looked good. It was strong. It looked better than the regular season, even though we did, you know, have a little spurt at the, you know, middle of the season.
Well, we all just have to – we saw how the season ended. We just have to go along with the Aaron Rodgers ride for the next month or 2 months, as he wants everybody to kiss his ring. Sergio's calling from Jersey. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Good evening. How you doing?
I'm excellent, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, all right, real quick, I apologize about the noise. I'm crossing state lines hauling here, and I figured let me call in. But, yeah, regarding the I agree with Rob. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, that whole situation, ever since he folded, I guess it was against – I think it was against Tampa Bay, where he could have ran or whatever, and he just – threw the ball, and then that's how Tampa advanced to the Super Bowl. Anyway, Rodgers has had issues for a while. I'm going back to the Brock Purdy and Trey Lance.
Well, Sergio, that's not where we're at right now. We're just on Gronk and Rodgers.
All right, yeah. So regarding Rob, then, I mean, I'm cool with it. You know, again, Rodgers, he's been a diva for a couple years now. I think his heart was, I believe, left Green Bay a couple years back already. For whatever reason, he stayed. But, you know, I don't know. I believe he probably could have been successful a couple years now into another team. But he decided to stay, and, you know, that's where he's at. But Rob's not – he's not wrong. You know what I mean? At this point, Rodgers just – I don't know.
We heard what he said, Sergio, and thank you for calling from New Jersey. He wants to go out there and win another MVP, or at least prove everybody that he can. Joel is here from South Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Yes, sir.
Hey, yeah, first-time caller. I appreciate you taking my call every show. From Green Bay, Wisconsin, so obviously another Packers fan here. I actually do not agree with Rob Gronkowski in this case. I do agree that Rodgers has been a diva his last 2 years. I just think when she asked him the question, she was specifically talking about his play. He's only a year removed from back-to-back MVP, so I do feel that he does feel that he could win another MVP. I don't think that's his goal. I mean, there's so many layers to – the Rodgers situation in Green Bay with some of the Super Bowls he could have won. A lot of people give him a very hard time for not winning those. I think he's in three situations that were not on him. Seattle being one, Atlanta being one.
And I believe most people would agree with that. I don't think there's too much dispute to make about, you know, what they surrounded him with over the past 5 years, or if you want to call it a decade, you can even go ahead and do that in certain regards. We can pick out individuals on a hand, whether it's a Jordy Nelson or Devontae or Greg or Driver. We can name these dudes just right off the top. It's about his comments and the focus. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
It's not even in the full context of the whole conversation. Aaron Rodgers could have sat down with Pat McAfee for 3 hours and a singular quote could have been pulled and presented to Rob Gronkowski to comment on. It's very odd, and not in the case of Aaron Rodgers, but it's very odd to hear a quarterback just discuss openly so much about his future in an interview week after week and press conferences year after year, and then sit down in this instance when the team has already committed $60 million towards you, and you say things like, oh, yeah, well, I still do it. I win an MVP. It doesn't matter the context. It comes across as selfish. It's a culmination of plenty of things that he's done and said over the past 3 years.
Yeah, and I mean, with you look at all the veterans on that team, like a David Bakhtiari, Randall Cobb, some of the guys that are the most loved around in Green Bay, I mean, they love him as a leader, and they've been very outspoken about that. And, I mean, those are some of the greatest Packers that we've had come through.
Yeah. Here's the difference, and I understand that. He named a lot of those dudes by name. Those are his friends that have been there for a long time. How he treated some of these younger dudes who are on the way in versus the guys he's established with is night and day. And I don't think that's how you run an operated team. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is going to take the approach of, and thank you, Joel, for calling from South Carolina, of, well, if we can't keep some of my friends or figure out a way to keep some of them, then I got to go. Bakhtiari has been hurt. Randall Cobb is past his prime. I mean, we can – Mercedes Lewis, what are we doing? These guys are old. Because we just want vets. And then the young guys, oh, well, if they can't catch the ball, we're going to find somebody who could do it in their place. Stay home. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. At the top of the hour, we're going to go right into a top six list of athletes who hung on for too long. And speaking of Tom Brady and what his future might hold, Julian Edelman had some words. I'll get to your calls, and I'll share those words with you as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I love your freaking show, man. I listen every night. I make my 14-year-old listen to your show, and he's an addict, too. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, but forcing your kid to listen to this? It might be child abuse. I hope not. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a bunch of callers on the line. At the top of the hour, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some athletes, unfortunately, who have hung around for too damn long. And I'm sure you can think of several athletes that you go, well, man, he's still playing? Why? It's tough. It's tough to give up something that you love, something that you know. And so we'll bring you that top six list at the top of the hour. We've been talking about the comments made by Rob Gronkowski on Aaron Rodgers, basically, you know, saying that, hey, you pinpointing MVPs instead of looking at potentially trying to win more Super Bowls. And so I'm going to get back to your calls there momentarily. Speaking of someone who just, you know, still is around, Julian Edelman, former teammate of Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady. He's on Inside the NFL on CBS and Showtime, etc. And they were talking about the future of Tom Brady. And, of course, Julian Edelman, he knows Tom Brady. And Phil Simms asked him, you know, what can we expect? What the hell is Tom Brady going to do? And I think it's clear as day. I think part of this we already know. Listen.
Jules, I got to ask you this. Tom Brady, you saw the game, everything. What did you think of his performance? Do you think he will have another season? And give us your thoughts on him.
If he has another season, it's not going to be in Tampa Bay.
Right.
And it's just because Tom's a businessman. Tom's a smart guy. He's going to do exactly what he did when he left New England. He's going to go to the best situation that helps him win if he wants to continue his playing career. I don't know. He'll probably sit these next 2 weeks, and he'll hang out with his family, and he'll assess the situation. I'm sure he has a routine now because he's probably been thinking about this these last 3 or 4 years on, you know, am I going to play? Am I not going to play?
Right.
And, you know, I'll give him a call and bug him a couple times and see if he'll give me anything. He probably won't, but I'll let you guys know in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think we all could guess that. The Buccaneers look like garbage right now. Why go back? 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Alaska. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JR. Love the show, buddy. Just real quick on this Gronk and Aaron Rodgers thing. Not only is Gronkowski correct in his assessment, but I look at Aaron Rodgers as the guy on the Titanic who's pushing women and children out of the way because he has to be saved first. I'm just saying, man, it's brutal.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. If Gronkowski would have said what you just said, I would be laughing for about 30 minutes straight.
Okay, so at least you gave me about 5 seconds. That's cool.
No, I can dig it. Mark, I appreciate you, man. You're correct. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, cheers. Hey, Mark from Alaska got jokes. I mean, well, when the sun is gone for about 24 hours and then it comes back and it's there for 24 in Alaska, you got plenty of time to sit around and write jokes. Julian is here from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for to the good shepherd for putting me through. I'm not exactly too sure what Rob Gronkowski said, but I'm sure it's something in a nutshell that Aaron Rodgers is a little bit in over his head. I'm a diehard Packer fan from Illinois. I've seen Brett Favre. I've seen Aaron Rodgers. And I'm sure Aaron Rodgers might be a little in over his head. He's in a position where he can't just, you know, hold up and be like, oh, I can't do anything with the you know, position I'm in as far as my offense. He's not going to just be like, I can't do anything. I'm no good. I just signed this big contract, you know. So be it. I'll say this.
Yeah.
He might be a little in over his head.
Okay.
He can't not be and just.
Well, I think there's a difference between having confidence in yourself and just being an arrogant jerk. There's a thin line there, and I think Aaron Rodgers jumped the hell over it a long time ago, Julian.
Well, look at the situation he had with throughout this season. At one point, everybody was writing the Packers off. They were saying they didn't have a chance,
Julian,
at all.
It's because the team sucked, and they did, and he was also hurt. This is not about what took place, and thank you for calling from Illinois. This is not about what took place this season as he dealt with a busted-up, broken hand, a broken thumb. This is not what that's about. It's about what comes out of your mouth. It's about being a leader. It's about having a stance. It's about giving guys credit. It's not about sitting around bigging yourself up all the damn time. Aaron is here from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I'm doing pretty good tonight because the Hornets finally caught a W. Sadly, it was against the worst team in the NBA, but I think as it comes closer to the trade deadline, we're going to see pieces like Mason Plumlee, Jalen McDaniels, possibly Terry Rozier leave the roster. But I think one of the positives to take away is that you look at Mark Williams and the progress that he's made already in his rookie year. And I think 2 years from now, I think he'll be a star. It's really sad to see LaMelo get hurt again this season. But I think as a Hornets fan, you have to look towards the future.
Aaron.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is the most anyone has said about the Hornets here in since, I don't know, the two or three, I guess three. Hey, Shep, how long I've been here? 3 years?
More than 3 years now, yes. But 3 years full-time, 5 days a week,
no,
yes.
No, I've been here for 3 years. Why are you putting that? Well, don't put extra on me. 3 years, right? 2020.
Well, man, you know, I'm from Charlotte, so, you know, that's the closest NBA
I get it,
team
Aaron.
That I have. So.
Well, slow. I get it, Aaron. You're going to have to wait some time, man.
I understand that. I'm not expecting anything crazy out of the Hornets from the next 3-4 years for sure.
So why are we talking about it right now? This is the worst thing. I'm sorry, Aaron. I feel so bad, man. I was in a commercial break, and I saw LaMelo, like, sprain his ankle again.
Yep, again.
Again. Yep. What, they can't put this guy's ankles in braces? Like, what are we doing here?
Man, I totally agree. I totally agree. At this point, he should just sit the rest of the season just to save save his health.
What do you want the Hornets to win? 13 games all year?
Man, at this point, that'd be a blessing, right?
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, good luck to your Hornets. Good luck to your Panthers. Do you like the football team?
I like the football team, but I got to tell you, the best my favorite team here in the Carolinas is the Hurricanes. So at least we got one good team that can win a championship here in the Carolinas.
Yeah, stay out of Bank of America Stadium, okay? Stay away from there.
I'll do my best, man.
Thank you, Aaron, for calling from Charlotte. Yeah, it's bad out there, man. Not my fault. I didn't think that we'd be talking about the Hornets, but why not? He wanted to talk about the Hornets. I wanted him to get it in there. We had a guy call last night, and he got angry at me about the Sacramento Kings. I'm like, yeah, sure, fine. I'm a stupid bean. You a professional sports franchise. You worrying about lighting a beam? Yeah, franchise been garbage for 20 years. Congratulations. Vivek Ranadive got something right by accident. Let's win the game. Let's light the beam. Only loser-ass teams got to come up with gimmicky-ass stuff like that. Light the beam. See, the Yankees light the beam, or the Celtics light the beam. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Give you a top six list. Other side of the break. Don't move.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.